Hey everybody, it's Danny. I want to say thank you for tuning in to the Heartway podcast, and I want to give a special thanks to those of you who are tuning in from really all over the world. We're so grateful that you are a part of our community and that you listen in on an ongoing basis. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, I want to ask you to share this with a friend. You never know the impact that one of these messages can have in another person's life. And if you yourself have been impacted and you'd like to continue to partner with us to keep this work going, check us out at heartwaychurch.com/give. Every dollar that you give goes a really long way towards helping us do what it is that we do. Well, we love you. Really hope you enjoy the podcast.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Sunday. I'm so grateful to be here with you all today. I hope that you had a wonderful week and that you're feeling happy and light and filled with love. Today, I really want to try a different centering prayer, truly what centering prayer is. I'm so grateful that you all have given me the opportunity to speak and guide you into this stillness. But today, I really want to give you the space and opportunity to allow God to speak to you through this silence. I want to share this quote with you. You know, the most beautiful things in life cannot be seen or touched, but can be felt by the heart. And that's what centering prayer is about. I want you to open up your heart so that you can receive God. And we do this by just releasing the mind chatter. We don't attach to it. We don't judge it. We just allow it to flow by. And instead, we bring our awareness to our breath by opening up our hearts and allowing God to enter. So let's get started. Find a comfortable seated position, having your palms either facing up or down. Gently invite the eyes to close. And then together, let's just take a deep inhale. You slowly fill up the belly. Allow the breath to rise. Really watch the breath. Allow the shoulders to go back. When you're ready, vocally exhale, release. Again, I want you to pay attention to your breath. So listen to the breath as it rises up, going all the way up the chest. Open up your heart. Allow the shoulders to go back. And then exhale. Remove any distractions that are going on in the mind. Remove any attachments that you may have. Remove any emotions that you may be feeling. Allow yourself to just be at peace, bringing the awareness to the breath. So slowly filling up the belly, allow the breath to rise. Watch the breath as it fills up the lungs, the shoulders go back, and then vocally, exhale, release. Allow the shoulders to come down. Unclench the jaw. Bring your awareness back to the breath. Allow the thoughts to be like waves flowing in the ocean. And your awareness is right here in this moment with your breath. Allow this mantra to enter you now. Be still and know that I am God. Rest in this mantra. Peacefully allowing silence to enter. Opening up your heart. Continue to bring the awareness back to the breath. When the mind begins to go away or gets distracted, you bring yourself back to the breath. Still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Continue to bring the awareness to the breath. If the mind is wandering, come back to the breath, slowly inhaling in, filling up the belly. Watch the breath enter the lungs, the shoulders are back, seal the lips. Release the distractions. Release what's not serving you. And allow God to enter your being. Welcome His presence by enjoying the stillness. Slowly connecting back to yourself, to your truth, to your connection to God. Removing the fears, the sense of unworthiness. Instead, we welcome love, peace, harmony into our soul. Removing the thoughts of being separate, instead connecting back to the knowing that you are a part of everything. Never alone, always protected. Slowly deepen your inhale, allowing the breath to fill up. Following the breath up the chest, you allow those shoulders to go back. And then exhale, release. Anything that's weighing on your shoulders to just let go. Welcome yourself back to the state of peace, to the connectedness to God. Allow yourself to enter the space. Allow yourself to feel the stillness, to be one with the breath, to be one with yourself. Remind yourself to gently bring the awareness back to the breath. Deepen the breath again, this time very slowly, as if you were breathing through a straw. You allow the breath to rise, the belly fills up. The breath rises up to the chest, shoulders go back, opening up the heart to receive God. We seal the lips, hold the breath, and when you're ready, vocally exhale, let it all go. Put it in the hands of God and allow yourself to be still and know that I am God. As you slowly connect to yourself, as you slowly connect to God, bring the awareness deep within. Notice how your heart has been filled up. Notice the space that you've created within yourself. Notice that you are whole, full of love, and always loved. Know that you are worthy. Know that this peace is your true state of being, and it is always available to you. Together, let's gently bring the awareness back as we fill up the breath, filling up the belly. And when you're ready, exhale, slowly wiggling the fingers and toes. Just take one more moment to notice how you feel now. Notice anything that is going on deep within you. Notice this beautiful connection that you have with God. When you silence the mind, you can hear, feel, and see God in every way. I invite you to gently blink open the eyes. My friends, it is always an honor. May peace and grace always be with you. Amen. And so much love. Thank you.
Happy Sunday, my beautiful Heartway family. I'm so excited to be here sharing with you all today. I hope that you are all staying healthy and safe during this quarantine. You know, for me, you know, I know all of us are responding so differently during this time. For me, my emotions have been a roller coaster. They have been all over the place. But the main theme for me has just been, I've been bringing myself back to being like a child, back to my childlike days. You know, the days where I was free, the days where I did everything that I wanted to do, the days where I went with the flow of things, the days where I was just joyful and in the present moment without even knowing, taking it day by day. I was, you know, I found myself recently just kind of bringing myself back to myself. I want you to think of a child. They only do the things that bring them joy. And if they want to be angry, they'll be angry. If they want to cry, they'll cry. If they want to be joyful, they're joyful. They feel everything that they want to feel. Children even play by themselves. And I think that's so beautiful that a child doesn't care. They're simply free. You know, we all have this child within us. Even still now, we have this child within us. We all have this original and true self. But with life experiences, we tend to stray away from this truth. And, you know, as adults, we don't like to deal with this inner child that's within us because it's so needy. Children are needy. It's a child. It desires way too much. It has all of these needs. But like a child, these needs cannot be met on their own. You know, the child needs something more than just itself. As adults, I think that we forget our essence, we forget our truth, we lose sight of the light that's within each and every one of us, and we stop doing the things that feed our souls. We get so caught up with our jobs, our obligations, pleasing others, overworking, and all of the things that come with being adult, which can be overwhelming. You know, I think we forget that freedom exists for us. But like a child, I believe that freedom is for everyone, no matter what age you are. And I believe that we can always come back home, back to God, back to His unconditional love and open arms. The door is always open.
You know, Jesus is the one who said, unless we change and become like little children, we cannot experience the kingdom of heaven. Well, you can't be childlike in this kind of way that you've described if all of life is on your own shoulders. If you are the one who is steering the wheel of your life, if everything is always all up to you. Because to be a child is to not take responsibility for your own life because you have entrusted your life into the hands of your caretakers. So children are free because they know that they're being taken care of. To be a child is to trust. And out of that childlike trust comes things like creativity and joy and laughter and imagination. Think about how kids are able to let go so easily. Kids don't hold on to the past in the same way that adults do. They don't analyze all of their past experiences. One moment you'll see a kid crying like crazy. The next moment they're smiling from ear to ear. Kids don't worry about the future. If anything, the things that excite them the most are the little things that are in front of them right here, right now, in this moment. This kind of a life, this sort of freedom is one that flows out of being in a state of absolute dependence. Now, dependence and trust does not mean passivity. In fact, the complete opposite is true. When you are able to let go of your life and cling to God, you actually start giving off and embodying this new kind of energy that's very alive and it's very vibrant. See, kids can get excited about everything, anything really. Every activity for a kid is a new adventure. It's a fun and interesting challenge. It's a new opportunity to explore. That is the same kind of childlike energy that begins to enter into us and flow out of us when we live our lives trusting and depending on God. And of course, we know that this energy, this life-giving energy, is the life-giving power of the Spirit that is at work in us and through us. And it's ultimately what all of us truly desire. It's a soul that has come alive on the inside. So today, what we want to talk about is how can we bring this sense of lightheartedness and childlikeness into our everyday lives?
Yeah, so I think first and foremost, I think it's so important to be a student, be a beginner of life, have an open, curious mind. You know, the more I have been able to connect to myself, the more I have been able to connect to everything around me and view everything as my teacher. I've been able to learn so many beautiful lessons. You know, for me, I actually connect very deeply with nature, and I've been able to learn so many beautiful things from being a student of nature. You know, when I'm at the park or anytime I'm outside, I see all these luscious greens. I see the diversity of just plants and trees, and it reminds me how beautiful and unique and diverse we all are. You know, whenever I see leaves falling from a tree, I'm reminded that it's important to let go and it's okay to let go. That gives you freedom. You know, whenever I'm super clumsy, which is all the time, and I break things, I'm reminded that imperfection is still beautiful and it's okay. You know, you can always pick up. It reminds me that I am okay just as I am. You know, I want you to think of a child. If you've ever been around a child, you know that they ask a million questions. They never stop learning. They never run out of questions to ask, really. I think it's so important as adults to not lose that, to not lose that childlike ability to learn, to be willing to be eager to just learn all of the things.
See, being a student of life, it's about never arriving. It's about never having everything figured out. It's embodying this posture of humility and curiosity towards everything and towards everyone. I like to think of it as staying open. Staying open. Right now, we are in a period of time as a society and really worldwide, globally, all of us have been forced to kind of hit the reset button and start over, begin again. All of our plans for 2020 have been canceled. There's so many shifts and changes that have been happening and going on in our world, and nobody has this thing figured out. All of us are actually figuring it out as we go. Nobody has all the answers. And so the only way for us to grow through this moment, and the only way for us to use this as an opportunity for transformation, is by becoming open to the unknown. In Zen philosophy, they say that humans are at their best when they are like water. Reflect on water for a second. When you put water in a cup, it becomes the cup. When you put water in a bottle, it becomes the bottle. If you put water in a bucket, it becomes the bucket. Meaning water is fluid. It adjusts to the environment around it. See, peace can only be experienced by those of us who are open and flexible and adaptable in life. There's this wonderful story about a rabbi who every single day at a certain time, he would cross the street and go to the synagogue to pray. Well, one day there was an officer who was there, and the officer was obviously not in a good mood, and he stopped the rabbi and he said, "Where are you going?" And the rabbi said, "I don't know." And the officer got mad because he knew that every single day at this same exact time, the rabbi would cross the street to go to the synagogue and pray. And so in his anger, the officer arrested the rabbi and he took him to prison. And right as he was putting the rabbi into his cell, the rabbi looked at the officer and said, "You see, you just don't know." See, the only thing we know about the future is that we don't know. But when we're trusting in God, we don't have to know. We don't need the certainty, because we know that regardless of the circumstances, God will be with us. And everything in life is always working together harmoniously for our good. So this allows us now to be open to all of the possibilities. We become ready for everything and anything, even the most incomprehensible of life circumstances and events. I read a quote the other day that said, "If you realize that all things change, there's nothing you will hold on to." And that's called freedom. Another thing I want to touch on when it comes to this area of openness is having an open mind in regards to other people. God is always seeking to speak to us and teach us in and through the lives of other people. But a lot of us, we enter into conversations with others with a closed mind. If you are very rigid in your thinking, if you're very narrow-minded, if you are closed off on the inside to the things that others have to say because you believe that you are completely and totally and absolutely right, it will be impossible for you to have any sort of fruitful conversations with other human beings because your mind has already been made up. There's a theologian by the name of William Barclay who once said, "Not even God can teach the person who has their mind made up." When you have an open mind, that's when you're able to enter into conversations with others and you're willing to be wrong. And you are able to treat others who disagree with you with dignity and respect. And you're also now capable of truly understanding people and where they are coming from, because you don't have an agenda in the conversation that you're having. So many of us in our conversations, we always have an agenda. We're trying to prove something or defend something to somebody instead of simply being open and available and listening to what others have to say.
So this brings me to our next point. Another way to bring ourselves back to our childlikeness is being fearless. I'll never forget when I started to learn how to swim. My grandpa taught me actually how to swim, and my parents, they actually still have the same pool today. It's, I think, like the deep end is like 12 feet deep, I think. So it's a really, really deep deep, it has a really deep end. And I remember when my grandpa wanted me to go swim in the deep end, I remember I would always swim back to the ladder to get out of the pool because it was a safe zone.
What a scary cat. What a scary cat.
Whatever. Eventually, I decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to the deep end. I had my grandpa there. I remember my brother would make fun of me all the time. But I finally decided I'm going to do this. You know, and what this reminded me of is I still had the fear. It was still there, but I chose to see beyond that emotion. And that's what I think it is. It means to be fearless. That's what it means to have courage. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's moving forward in the presence of it. So it's okay to be fearless, but see beyond that emotion of fear. You know, I think that's important for us to always remember.
Mm-hmm. Something I've noticed is that the fear of life is really just the fear of emotions. It's not circumstances that we fear. It's our feelings about them that we fear. And so when we can learn how to better relate to our feelings and our emotions, our fear of life will naturally begin to diminish. The scriptures say that love casts out fear. Love is the only thing powerful enough in the world to remove fear from our lives. And so when we can learn how to sit with our feelings, when we can begin to get comfortable with our emotions, when we can meet ourselves with love, regardless of what the emotions are that we may be feeling, whether it's sadness or anxiety or lack of self-worth or grief or anger, when we meet ourselves with love and kindness and gentleness, fear begins to lose its power over our life. It's okay for us to feel the way that we feel. We don't have to run or hide from our feelings. Our feelings are sent to us as guides, as teachers, to bring us deeper and deeper to the presence of God within.
I was remembering the other day about when I was a child, I remember my parents would go grocery shopping and they would bring back all the bags of groceries. And I had this thing when I was a kid that I wanted to be a cashier. That was one of my dream jobs amongst many others. But that was, I remember being little and they would bring back those groceries. I would put them on the little table that the cash register had. I would check it out and then I would rebag them. But I was just thinking about how, as a child, I didn't care about if a cashier was a good job. I didn't care if it made good money. I didn't care what social status it had. All I cared about was that it brought me joy in that present moment. And as adults, we lose that. You know, think of a child. You ask them what they want to be when they grow up. Their eyes light up. They tell you the million things that they want to be, and they don't care what you think about it because they're happy about it. It brings them joy. You ask an adult the same question, and they fear sounding stupid. They fear that you won't approve them. They care so much about what you think. You know,
when I was younger, I used to like the blue Power Ranger. So one of my birthdays, I forget how old I was. Maybe I was like, I don't know, 8 or 9 or 17. Just kidding. But I dressed up as the Blue Ranger. Now, if you've ever watched Power Rangers, I don't know about all the new Power Ranger stuff that kids are looking at. But at the time when I used to watch Power Rangers, the blue Power Ranger was the nerd. The cool Power Ranger was the red Power Ranger or the white Power Ranger. So now looking back, I've always made fun of myself. Like, why did I pick the blue Power Ranger? This guy was the nerd. He was the geek with the glasses behind the computer. But at that time, I didn't care. I related to the blue Power Ranger. And so the blue Power Ranger is who I decided to be. You know, one of the Desert Fathers said, don't pray for others to approve your conduct. Pray that your heart would be pure towards all. And I love that. It really doesn't matter what other people think about you. What other people think about you is their business. What matters is the intention that you have. behind everything that you do. If your intention is pure, if your heart is in the right place, if you understand and approve of yourself, you won't need other people to understand or approve of you. It's good if people approve of you, but it's also okay if they don't. Either way, you are fully secure in yourself, and because you allow yourself to be who you are, you also give other people that same grace so that they can feel comfortable in your presence without feeling like they are being judged. And that is when empathy comes into the picture. Now you can truly understand the other person and where they're coming from, because you don't need to be understood yourself in order to feel good about yourself. Your peace is not dependent on other people approving or understanding you. And so now your attention can be given fully to the act of loving and listening to the people who are in front of you. When you're not attached to the approval or disapproval of other people, that's when you can truly be connected to them. Because if you are attached to people's approval or disapproval of you, that means you will either change or diminish who you are in order to be pleasing to them. And that never, ever feels right on the inside.
You know, our last point of how to bring ourselves back to our childlikeness is one of my favorites. It's being yourself. You know, the greatest value that you can add to this world, the greatest gift that you can give to this world, is being yourself. Being unapologetically yourself, most importantly. And I don't mean who cares about what other people think about me. I'm gonna be me. What I mean by this is stop apologizing to others for being who you are. You know, when you apologize or you feel shamed for being who you are, you're limiting yourself, and you yourself aren't even accepting of yourself. Think like a child again. They don't overthink what they want to do. They just let their hearts guide them. Children are just themselves, fully themselves. They don't care about all of the external. They trust whatever force is driving them to do whatever it is that they want to do. And they don't apologize for it. They're just themselves. You know, I think it's so important for us to always listen to that inner guide within us. Where is it that your heart is leading you? And I think that this comes with parenting yourself. Just like a child needs to learn from their parents, you yourself need to listen to yourself, listen to your own teacher, listen to that own parent that's within you. It's important to teach yourself to love yourself, be patient with yourself, protect yourself, and meet your own needs. Because when you take care of yourself, that's when you can fully be yourself. To fully be yourself means to love yourself with no boundaries.
And a lot of people, sometimes when they're told to accept themselves and to be themselves and to approve of themselves, there's a little fear that kind of rises up within them, because the logic goes, well, if I just accept myself and approve of myself, then how will I ever grow? How will I ever change? How will I ever transform? The reality is, self-acceptance is the path to self-transformation. The scriptures teach that all growth is a gift from God. All of our growth and transformation is given to us as a gift of grace. God is the one who starts the process. God is the one who sustains the process. And God is the one who completes the process. Why is that so? So that our ego can have absolutely nothing to take credit for. Growth is a gift. And yet, even though growth is a gift, for a lot of us, growth is experienced more as a struggle. And the reason why is because we think that we are in charge of the process. We believe that it's all up to us to change and experience transformation. Jesus is the one who said, "Those who abide in me will bear much fruit." In other words, our fruitfulness doesn't come as a result of our effort. Our fruitfulness comes as a result of being connected to the vine. An apple tree doesn't have to put in a lot of effort in order to produce apples. It just happens naturally. It happens effortlessly. In the same way, your job is to rest in God's love and approval of you. God's job is to change and transform you. You know, everything in all of creation knows exactly what it is. It's only human beings who have a problem being who they are. Dogs know who they are. Trees know what they are. Stars know what they are. Rocks know what they are. Cats know what they are. all things in this universe are perfectly themselves. And everything gives glory to God and expresses the beauty of God by simply being what it is. The only one of us here in this universe that have a problem with identity is humans. Why? Because our greatest asset, our mind, has become our greatest hindrance and stumbling block. We think that we need to be something other than what we are. We put all of these expectations on ourselves and we allow society to do the same. And so we judge ourselves, we criticize ourselves, we're hard on ourselves. Just be who you are. Be yourself. And always remember that this personality isn't really who you are at your core, because your truest identity is in God. What you think and say and do doesn't define who you are. You are fully loved. You are fully embraced. You are fully accepted by the God who created you. And when you can begin to sit in that love and in that embrace and in that approval that God already gives to you, from that place, all change and transformation will flow. Thank you for joining us today. We hope that this was encouraging to you, and we wish you guys a great rest of the week. Let me pray for you. God, thank you so much for reminding us of the importance of being like children. May you rejuvenate us on the inside and help us to be a student of life, to be fearless, and to be comfortable being ourselves. We look to you, God, for comfort and for guidance, and we entrust our lives into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.